The Epistle of Barnabas, Chapter 13, Christians and not Jews, the heirs of the covenant. But let us see if this people, footnote, that is Christians, end footnote, is the heir, or the former, and if the covenant belongs to us or to them. Hear ye now what the Scripture saith concerning the people. Isaiah prayed for Rebekah his wife, because she was barren, and she conceived. Footnote, Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. End of footnote. Furthermore also, Rebekah went forth to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, quote, two nations are in thy womb, and two people in thy belly, and the one people shall surpass the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. Unquote. Footnote, Genesis 25, 23. End of footnote. You ought to understand who was Isaac, who Rebekah, and concerning what persons he declared that this people should be greater than that. And in another prophecy, Jacob speaks more clearly to his son Joseph, saying, quote, behold, the Lord hath not deprived me of thy presence. Bring thy sons to me, that I may bless them. Unquote. Genesis chapter 48, verse 11 and 9. End footnote. And he brought Manasseh and Ephraim, desiring that Manasseh should be blessed. Footnote. Cosins reads each time Ephraim by a manifest mistake. And a footnote. Because he was the elder. With this view, Joseph led him to the right hand of his father Jacob. And Jacob saw in spirit the type of the people to arise afterwards. And what says Scripture? And Jacob changed the direction of his hands and laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, the second and younger, and blessed him. And Joseph said to Jacob, quote, transfer thy right hand to the head of Manasseh, for he is my firstborn son. Unquote. Genesis 48, verse 18. And Jacob said, quote, I know it, my son, I know it, for the elder shall serve the younger, yet he also shall be blessed. Unquote. Genesis 48, verse 19. Ye see on whom he laid, footnote, or, quote, of whom he willed, unquote, his hands, that this people should be first an heir of the covenant. If then, still further, the same thing was imitated through Abraham, we reach the perfection of our knowledge. What then says he to Abraham? Quote, because thou hast believed? Footnote. Kotzen has, quote, when alone believing, unquote, and is followed by Hildenfeld to the effect, quote, what then says he to Abraham? When alone believing, he was placed in righteousness? Behold, unquote, etc. End of the footnote. It is imputed to thee for righteousness. Behold, I have made thee the father of those nations who believe in the Lord while in the state of uncircumcision. Unquote. Footnote. Genesis 15:6, Genesis 17:5, compared with Romans 4:3, end of chapter 13.